Hello, everyone. This is Erica Spicer Mason with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you so much for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Brian Drozdowicz, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Acute and Payer Markets at Point Click Care. Today, we'll discuss interoperability models, how they've evolved over time, and the effect that they're having on the care that patients receive. With that, Brian, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Erica. Thrilled to be here today.
Really happy to have you on. And before we get into our discussion, would you like to share just a little bit more about yourself, your role, whatever you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure. Happy to just set a little context. So I oversee the hospital and health plan business at Point Click Care. That's a business that Point Click Care has built up over time here, essentially a nationwide care coordination network. That is entirely underpinned by interoperability. So today we're connected to more than 3,100 hospital systems. We have roughly the same footprint in the ambulatory space, and we're working with more than 200 different risk-bearing providers. On the health plan side, we're working with every major plan across all their key markets, and again, really driven by interoperability.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Brian. And really appreciate the overview of Point Click Care and mentioning that it's essentially a nationwide care coordination network. It's hard to hear the term care coordination anymore without talking about or hearing about interoperability. So to start off, I was wondering if you could tell us just a little bit about how initiatives to improve interoperability across the healthcare industry, how have they shifted over time?
Yeah, so I've seen this movie a few times and have been around the block, having been in the industry for 20 plus years. And it's been amazing to see the progress over time. You know, those that have not been around as long would still probably lament with all the challenges that we see. You know, really, interoperability has been a journey for this industry as a whole, going way back to, you know, what were best of breed EMRs. There's been massive consolidation there. There's been quite a bit of different policy that has been put in place as well. Policy, I think, has really helped to raise the bar around interoperability and data sharing. And, you know, while that has been in the mix, you know, call it the free market and a whole variety of other different types of data sharing programs have come up. You know, when we think about interoperability today, we typically see the HIE space as really one of the key spaces, and that is one, the health information exchange market, that is one that we participate in quite a bit, and that is evolving. It's evolved tremendously over the past 10 years and certainly has its benefits and its challenges. You know, as we look forward, there are some new things happening as well with new policy that's coming out as well. So really interesting time where all of these different interoperability models continue to evolve.
Thanks so much for the overview. And it's interesting how you bring up that piece about policy kind of helping to raise the bar or accelerate some of these efforts toward interoperability. I think that's such an important historical point to make. And so considering the history and kind of how far we've come with interoperability, what new models can we expect to see emerge in the near future? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so centering back to that point around health information exchange, there is a new model that has come out, policy driven. It's referred to as TEFCA, which stands for Trusted Exchange Framework and Common Agreement. This is really a new foundation in a version 2 or a version 3 of, call it, nationwide healthcare interoperability, whereby the policy is putting a bunch of foundational fundamental elements in place that will allow for much broader and consistent and timely data exchange between payers and providers. You know, it's interesting to watch as this has, you know, it's still very early days, and it is expected that it'll be, you know, a long on ramp till we get all of the expected value out of this. But in a lot of ways, you know, it may even be viewed as burdensome by a lot of the folks that are operating and sharing data today, because there are new standards. New standards are difficult to implement. They're timely, costly, timely, and resource intensive. But really, this this new framework should set the stage with time for a much more open market where data is far more available, timely, and higher quality to those that are paying for care and ultimately administering the care. So early days for this framework. You know, we're tracking it closely. And really interested to see how this will actually impact some of the major challenges that we see out in the market today. Certainly early days right now. So I think, you know, some of those proof points are early stage, but will be very interesting to see how that evolves.
Definitely exciting to consider how this could really change payer and provider collaboration, care delivery, quality. You know, so many things come to mind. Sounds like we're in that growing pain stage, as you mentioned, but in time, it'll be fascinating to see how this all develops. So appreciate you highlighting all of that. So kind of bringing this back to, well, I know I said earlier, care coordination, it's hard to talk about that without talking about interoperability. And it's hard to talk about care coordination also without talking about value-based care nowadays, which is something that we know a lot of payer organizations and provider organizations are really shooting for right now. So how can everything that we've discussed really impact the ability to advance value-based care?
Yeah, it's been a fascinating journey to see how value-based care has evolved and how the availability of data has, in a lot of cases, made or broken ultimately success in those value-based care arrangements. So again, dating myself a little bit, but the early stage shared savings ACOs that go back 10, 12 plus years back, they were hugely challenged in getting data to make the right decision for the right patient at the right time, because a lot of these different interoperability standards weren't in place. You know, certain vendors weren't open to sharing data. Formats of data were you know, difficult to map and to normalize. So, you know, what would show up in one system would show in the format in which it showed up would be entirely different in a different system. All of these different, you know, policy changes that have pushed towards, you know, greater standards and more interoperability between vendors and different constituents in the value stream here have really pushed to open the doors. You know, again, dating myself a bit, the ACOs 10 or 12 years ago had a really difficult time getting their hands on understanding anything that happened with a patient outside of the walls of their facility, or if they're fortunate enough to be in a larger sort of regional system, what happened outside of that regional system. But when you think about having to see specialists or seeing perhaps a physician while you're on vacation, out of state, visibility into all of the care that could and should happen was not possible. With the advent of these programs, we've certainly seen greater incentives for organizations to share, and now it's really table stakes. As I mentioned, we're working with more than 200 different ACOs today, ultimately facilitating that data share. What that allows is really to make the right decision for the patient at that point in time. And once that care is given, also ensuring that the right next thing happens. And because we are facilitating that data share, we're able to then sort of check the box that the right thing did happen, which all maps back to quality measures, which are just a huge underpinning of any value-based care program. So, you know, in short, the data sharing, interoperability, and really having that full visibility of patients across the entirety of the spectrum of all healthcare services is absolutely necessary for success in a value-based care arrangement.
Yeah, thanks so much, Brian. Appreciate that explanation, and also how you highlighted the importance of serving patients at a point in time, delivering the right care at the right point in time, paraphrasing, but it's incredible to think about the possibilities that could come from that being the standard or the norm across healthcare. So really appreciate all the insights and historical context and framing for interoperability. Brian, thanks again for giving us your time today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
We'd also like to thank our podcast sponsor for today's episode, Point Click Care. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.